The proposed law would have the Secretary of State publish a list of tobacco product retailers. Any found not complying with the USDA's list of authorized nicotine products would be fined $10,000 per transaction. The bill comes in part through school officials who report that vaping is rampant. The majority of products being confiscated, they say, are especially the flavored vapes from China, products that are illegal in China, but manufactured in China for sale in the U.S., and that clearly target kids. Representative Rebecca Raymer brings the bill.
The FDA has set guidelines for what could stay on the market. We are not making anything illegal. We are simply following what the FDA has put in place.
Those testifying earlier in committee say kids are ordering these unauthorized products online in bulk and selling them themselves. Senator Brandon Storm.
One of the witnesses testified that some of these vapes are coming through online sales. The bill addresses that. Secondly, this is an issue about China or children. Make your decision.